RadioInfluence.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to another tasty episode of Forking Around Town. I am your host, Tracy Guida, and I'm so glad you are here. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. This was actually my first year being without kids, as my two kids went up to New Jersey to spend the holiday with their dad and their family up there. They had an awesome time with the cooler weather, and I was definitely jealous because it was so hot here in Tampa, it really didn't feel like Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving was definitely different than it has been in probably all my life. I actually did not have turkey or any of the traditional foods that most people eat on Thanksgiving. I knew that since my kids were going to be gone, I wasn't going to be cooking, and I made it a point to not have to do anything on Thanksgiving except try to enjoy the day and enjoy some good food somewhere. I had no idea where I was going, and I actually had to wing it. And yes, there is a pun intended. I'll get to that later. But I had to wing it on Thanksgiving Day. The only thing that I really wanted to do was see the movie Creed 2. Now, I have to give you guys a little interesting fact about me. I am the biggest Rocky fan that you will ever meet. I have been a fan of Rocky since I was about 10 years old. I actually saw Rocky 4 on Thanksgiving evening back in 1985. So yes, I am dating myself. It was the first Rocky movie that I can actually remember seeing. As I mentioned, I was only 10 at the time. And that movie really had such an impact on me. After we saw the movie, I remember telling my dad, I want to see Rocky 1, 2, and 3. So the next day, we went to the local video store and rented all three Rockies on VHS tape, which those don't even exist anymore. Anyway, that was when my obsession with Rocky began. And it is just a film series that I have just always really loved. I could watch it over and over again. I even have those little Rocky collectible figurines that came out about 12 years ago. They're still in the boxes, and I'm sure someday they'll be worth money, but I'm not selling them. Anyway, one of the things about the original Rocky that I think is kind of cool is that one of the most important scenes in my mind is when Rocky takes out Adrian on their first date, and it happens to be on Thanksgiving night, and they go ice skating and everything. And I just absolutely love that scene. Well, anyway, as I was saying, for Thanksgiving, all I wanted to do was see the movie Creed 2. I didn't care what happened to me that day. As long as I got to see that movie, nothing was going to get in my way. So I woke up that morning and I went and ran the Goody Goody Turkey Gobble, which was my second year doing it. If you're not familiar, this is a race that is sponsored by Goody Goody Burgers in Tampa, also in conjunction with the YMCA. It's a great event. It starts at 7 in the morning, right in front of the Amalie Arena. They have a 1 mile fun run, a 5K, and a 10K. So I did the 10K, of course, and it was such a beautiful morning. We ran right down Bayshore, came back around, and enjoyed a really nice breakfast provided by Goody Goody Burgers. Met some really cool people. It was just a great way to get the day started. So after that, my plan was to head over to Treasure Island and go to Sea Dog Brewery. I haven't actually been to that location. I've only been to the one in Clearwater. But they were hosting a Thanksgiving brunch that day, and that is exactly how I planned on spending my afternoon until I could go see the movie. Well, things happened. Some friends of mine that were going to go kind of flaked out on me. So here I was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, completely starving, especially after that run, and thinking, where in the hell am I going to go find a restaurant that is open? And I didn't want to go to anything that was any sort of a chain. I wanted something different. So I headed over to St. Pete, picked up my friend, and we just kind of drove aimlessly trying to find something. We were headed west on 19, and we came across this place called Smokin' 19. It caught my eye because they had a huge smoker outside and a really cool sign, and I said, you know what? Let's go there. So we pulled in, and I have to tell you guys, this place is a little hidden secret. They are known for smoking everything. They've got incredible wings, all kinds of barbecue, different dishes. I could go on and on. The bartender that day was really cool. He actually let us try some different sauces and different samples of meat. They were offering a Thanksgiving special, but I decided to go with a smoked ribeye. And I had that with some delicious mac and cheese and this blue cheese coleslaw, which I've never really had a blue cheese coleslaw before, but I have to say it was kind of life-changing. I'm a big blue cheese person, and it was definitely one of the better dishes of coleslaw I've had in a long time. They also have a great variety of chicken wings, and so we had some blackened Jack Daniel's wings. Pair that with some beer and some cheap white wine. It was an awesome day. We watched a little bit of football and then headed over to see the movie. Now, of course, the movie was great. I'm not going to get into that because you guys will just have to go see it yourself. But anyway, on this Thanksgiving day, I really wanted to just kind of take a break from everything. The last month, I've just been burning the candle at both ends, working really hard, and I'm kind of going through a little bit of a burnout right now. And during the day on Thanksgiving, I just wanted to kind of take a step back and really think about how I can, you know, enjoy the rest of the year without getting too caught up in all the chaos. And there's so much going on in December, and it always seems to just go by so fast. I never really get to enjoy the holiday season. Well, with that being said, I have been a little bit quiet on Instagram lately, and the reason is that I just started a new job last week. So I'm working for a local marketing and PR firm here in Tampa, and they've got some awesome clients, which I'm not going to reveal them right now, but I can give you a couple of clues. Think catering for Gasparilla, Detroit-style pizza, and gourmet olive oils. I'll leave it at that, and you guys will just have to watch on Instagram and kind of see what I'm doing. Anyway, this new job is awesome. It's really something that I've always wanted to do. It's really nice to be surrounded by a core group of women that are just hustlers. We all have the same goals in common, and it's just refreshing to wake up every day and just be surrounded by like-minded individuals that all have one goal in common, which is celebrating Tampa Bay, all these wonderful locally owned businesses, and just getting the word out on social media about our passions. So I'm really excited to see where this journey takes me. And as always, I am still going to be eating everything in sight, always forking around town. And actually, this time, I'm going to be doing some soul searching and kind of rebranding a little bit with things I'm going to be doing in the new year. December is a great time to really kind of take a step back and think about what your plan is for the new year. And I've got a lot of things that I'm going to be doing differently, including rebranding my original website, which is eatdrinkandbetracy.com. I've got some awesome partnerships coming up with some local food companies as well as some national brands. I'm also going to be continuing with all of my running and working with Celsius Energy Drink, which is one of my obsessions. If you watch me on Instagram, you will always see that I'm always drinking it. It fuels me for everything I'm trying to do. Another thing I wanted to kind of touch on is that, and this kind of goes hand in hand with closing out the year and getting ready to start fresh in January, I am very guilty of just being too busy, forgetting things and screwing up. And last week was a prime example. So there is a local company here, Florida Cane Vodka. Actually, Florida Cane Distillery. They have grown to be more than just vodka. They have gin and rum and definitely whiskey. They've been doing an incredible job with some events with local influencers. I've only been able to go to one, as they always seem to be happening when I have other things going on. So this past Tuesday, I was so excited to actually go to one of their events. But like an idiot, I went to the wrong location. I thought the event was at the distillery in Ybor. It was actually in St. Petersburg. So after finding a place to park and walking in to see that the distillery was closed and that no one was there, I was pretty pissed off. Not at them, of course, just at myself. And I thought, how could I be so stupid? How could I make this mistake? And then as I sat there not knowing what to do, I thought, I'm not going to get in my car and drive 30 minutes to St. Pete and then be an hour late for this event. So I did what I do best. I walked around the corner and headed into my favorite pizza place. Well, one of my favorites, New York Pizza. If you haven't been, they have definitely one of my favorite pies in town. The grandma is my favorite. It's got fresh tomatoes, basil. It's awesome. Anyway, I sat down at the bar and was just feeling kind of in a funk. Well, it just so happened that day I had gone and I got my nails done And I've been doing this thing where I'm trying to showcase different food designs on my nails. I did it a couple weeks ago for Clearwater Beach Uncorked, where I had a little wine glass and a fork. And that was really cool. Caught up a lot of attention on Instagram. So this time I went ahead and did a pizza design. Well, I took a picture of my pizza nail with a slice of pizza, and they actually reached out to me. Well, I'm not going to tell you what's going on, but I have something really exciting for December 1st. So be sure to follow me on Instagram at Forking Around Town, and you're going to see how this night that I thought was a total bust actually led to something really cool. So another thing I wanted to kind of talk to you guys about is I've had a lot of people message me on Instagram with all kinds of questions about social media. I've been putting everything together in a list, and starting in January, I'm going to be doing once a month a feature where you guys will ask me questions and I will answer them. So if you have any questions on anything, please feel free to reach out to me. You can message me on Instagram at Forking Around Town, or you can email me, tracy@forkingaroundtown.com. I want to kind of put all these together and just do an entire episode based on questions and answers. With that being said, I also am hosting an Instagram class in January at Flavor of Tampa Bay in South Tampa. This is going to be an event that you don't want to miss. It's going to be filled with fun, education, lots of hilarious things I have planned. You guys are going to get to eat, drink wine, maybe drink a little beer. It's going to be awesome, all while learning. So this class will take place on January 12th at 10 a.m. and it's at Flavor of Tampa Bay, which is 4817 South West Shore Boulevard. I'm going to post a link to sign up for the class on my Instagram page. The class right now is $20. Now remember, this includes breakfast, coffee, definitely some wine. We'll also be having lunch. Aside from me, I have some really fun guest speakers that are very popular influencers here in Tampa. The class right now is $20. It's going to go up on December 1st to $25, and then it's going to go up to $30. So you definitely want to take advantage of this. Again, I'm going to share a link to sign up on my Instagram page. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Well, anyway, guys, I wanted to keep this kind of short today because I've definitely been a little bit busy with everything going on. But I have a really exciting episode coming up next week with a very special woman who is someone that you guys are going to love. She's going to be dishing on all kinds of tasty things in Tampa, and let's just say that her business is like no other. Well, I really want to thank you guys for listening to Forking Around Town. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Google Play. And don't forget that a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com. Have a great week, you guys.
This is an In the Trenches with Ian Beckles. Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
Nothing's going to get easier as we go forward. So enjoy it while you can. I promise you, at One Buck Place today, they are happy to still have jobs, first and foremost. Second, I guarantee they're watching film. And this is what Dirk Cutter should say. Thank you for fighting yesterday for me. I appreciate that. Now let's watch this game and see where we have to get better. Because if you were like, hey, see, it's not like that. You hadn't been doing it all year long. You can't do it for one game against a crappy, shitty team and say all of a sudden that's what you are. That's not what you are. That's what you did for 1 week. So Jameis and Vita and the defense and everybody, perspective. Be happy with it. Makes it a lot easier when you don't have to go in and watch a crappy film of you getting your head kicked in. It's good for camaraderie, because getting your head kicked in front of everybody definitely isn't good for camaraderie. Been there, done that. All right? So we got to win. If they didn't win that game, they weren't going to win a game the rest of the season, and I'm not sure they are anyways. I'm not saying they're not, but I'm not saying they are. Okay, when you lost four games in a row and then you just beat the San Francisco 49ers at home, that was something you're supposed to do.
In the Trenches with Ian Beckles can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.